Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not getting no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you better run. Yeah, I predict the
morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Masters Week, although that seems we got a lot to get to before we talk about that. The Eclipse Day. It is Happy Eclipse Day to all of you who celebrate. And right now, the stats on the eclipse, Jeffrey. Do you own eclipse glasses?
I do not. I mean, didn't we get some? I think from
Did we get some?
I think we got Remember when the Redbirds did their eclipse game?
Well, yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, but I have no idea where they are.
Yeah, I don't have them. I've not. I'm not an eclipse fanatic.
Yes,
and indeed, I've been largely oblivious to it. And I'm not driving to Jonesboro where you get the 100%. I do wonder what the traffic's going to be like. Like if I left after the show, you could normally get to Jonesboro in time for the eclipse. But I suspect the traffic is going to be fierce.
Are both bridges open?
Now you're getting into to
yeah.
technical things I do not know, but anyway, so 12:37 in Memphis is when the eclipse is going to commence. Obviously, we are not getting the full Monty, I think is the official term, we are getting 97.7%, and you would sound like normally that would be pretty good. Like you'd sound like if you get 97.7% of anything, it sounds like I'll take it, right?
Pretty much everywhere, it's still A+.
Yeah, it's A++. But the eclipse experts say the difference between totality 100% and 97.7% is really quite notable and extraordinary. And so, but anyway, we're supposed to get 97.7% here. It will commence eclipsing at 12:37 p.m. The max eclipse in Memphis will be 1:56 p.m. So it'll be just you can go out and experience it in its max form, Jeffrey, before you come in to start your show in the afternoon.
Of course, yes.
And then it will wrap up at 3:14 p.m. during your show. So you can give a full eclipse update when it's finally over. The problem is that, well, A, I don't have glasses, and B, it seems crazy that, like, the idea that looking at the eclipse could briefly damage your eyes. But I was reading a story yesterday that said every year in the wake of the eclipse, wherever it happens, whenever an eclipse happens, there are people who suffer permanent eye damage. Like, it's not like...
Well, you are staring at the sun, yes.
Yeah, it's funny, though. I've looked at the sun without the eclipse. Not stared at it.
I think I vividly remember, though, the last time we had this. I don't remember if it was Peter on the phone. I don't remember if it was Andrew. And I don't remember if it was Ben. I do remember you very much scolding
them
one of
looking
them.
Looking at them, really?
No, like... Preemptively warning.
Do
like,
not do it.
Like, you're like, you better
it's
get the
not,
glasses. Like, I remember you
not
being
it.
On the phone.
Being
and,
a dad.
Yes,
yeah, it's
and
just
going
not, it's just
full
not
dad
what,
mode.
I actually thought about it this particular, now, I don't know what the percentages are in Chattanooga, Durham, and Manhattan, but.
I'm nearly certain it was Peter, because I think Peter was still home at the time.
Right. Peter already has visual impairment, so it would make no sense for Peter to stare at the eclipse. Now that you mention it, I'm gonna text him. I'm going to say, kids.
I'm reminding you
kids,
again.
Kids, drive safely and don't look at the sun. I don't have glasses. They've been given out free eclipse glasses at the library, the Memphis Public Library, the main branch there. And I don't know if they were giving them out at others, but the main branch. But they by the time I emceed this event Saturday, they had run out. So there's quite some eclipse glasses demand. I will not stare at the sun. Anyway, the problem is it's going to be partly cloudy. So I was looking at if you line up the weather and the times, I don't know how partly it is. Partly is also, well, what is partly? It's partly mostly. It's partly what is partly.
Right.
And so, but it doesn't feel like we will get the full benefit even of our 97.7% here. But anyway, happy eclipse day to those. I'm like I said, I'm not an eclipse aficionado or eclipse fanatic, but I'm a little down on the eclipse backlash too. Like, the people are above it. I don't care. I don't whatever else. You don't have to go out of your way. You don't have to go out of your way to tell me what doesn't interest you. Like, that's fine. I think one of the amazing things about the eclipse is so many of our universal events now, right? We create the Super Bowl, right?
Sure.
Like, we the things that we all experience together are
largely assembled.
Largely things that we as humans, and so one of the remarkable things about the eclipse is that
we had no part in.
It reminds us how tiny we are in the universe. And the other thing that's kind of amazing about it is, like, it's a hell of a job. Like, people talk about blocking out, you know, like it's all about positioning.
Yeah,
and
box
out. Box out. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect example of it. The moon is 2,100 miles wide. Okay, 2,100 miles wide. That's all. 2,100 miles wide.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a big man, but it's not Yao Ming. Right? It's not Zach Eady. It's not Donovan Klingon, just to take a relevant example.
Yes.
The sun, again, moon, 2,100 miles wide. The sun, 870,000 miles wide.
Yeah, if we're comparing moon to sun, this is...
Right,
you know,
so the idea that the moon can block out the sun is some very impressive... Boxing out.
Yeah, I think that's also
by
like
the moon. It's also
good angles.
Well, that's the point. That's what boxing out is. It's all about angles, getting yourself in the right position, etc. And it's all because of exactly what you're exactly right. Where they happen to be lining up. If the moon were just a little bit smaller or further away, you wouldn't have totality. And but. I think it's a lesson in boxing out. Anyway, happy Eclipse Day to all who celebrate. There is, like, so much to talk about. We have the Marc Gasol celebration on Saturday, and we'll talk about that with Chris Harrington. The lineup today, by the way, Dan Devine had a conflict. Dan Devine, let's be honest, he's probably out there. He's probably driving to Jonesboro.
That's probably it,
right? But Dan Devine had a conflict, so he's going to be with us later in the week. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. He wrote a column about the event Saturday. We'll talk to him about that. And I think we'll talk about that largely ourselves in the next segment. You were there, I was there, and we will reflect on, and I expected to open the show with that. But there is news that is broken. So you've got the women's national championship game yesterday.
Yep.
You've got the men's national championship game tonight, which is the matchup that we've wanted and deserve, right? Between Zach Edey
this is what we
and
were Donovan Clingan. Yeah.
This is what we wanted. So you've got literally I'm certain it's the most watched. We don't have numbers yet on the national championship game.
But, I've not seen them yet.
But the South Carolina, I mean, but the UConn Iowa game was literally the most watched basketball game ever on ESPN.
Yes.
So I imagine that yesterday's
most watched non-football game ever
on ESPN. So I imagine that yesterday's a game, and wasn't it nice that this is in the afternoon? I kind of approve. Like tonight.
It was, I very much thought. So yeah,
this is one of these ridiculous late starts, right? 8:20. Is that
8:20 Central Time.
That means it starts at 9:20 in Minnesota.
This is why I will go to the grave. The worst time zone you can possibly live in is the Eastern time zone.
It's crazy.
After 18 months, I was like, never again.
So we had we got national championship game tonight. We had national championship game yesterday. We had the Marc Gasol stuff. We got the Masters week. We got the Showboats losing in absolutely crushing fashion over the weekend.
I'll put my hand up on that one. Jeff, with like 2 minutes left, I turned it off. It's like, okay, they can't lose.
You did not.
That's on me. It's on me. I said it. I had to take Josephine to my parents' house so that we could go have Saturday night with Mark. And so I hand up. I was like, you know what? I think they're good here. It's on me.
Then, of course, we had WrestleMania. Like, there's all kinds of things to talk about.
2 nights of WrestleMania. Last night was electric.
Electric. It was electric.
A main event's main event.
So, and yet it is all, to take the word of the day, eclipsed by the news that John Calipari has gone to Arkansas. This started to break last night before I hit the sack, and then it was confirmed this morning when I awoke. John Calipari headed from Kentucky to Arkansas. It is a shock, certainly. It is a seismic event, certainly. It also makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, it is both shocking and totally logical.
Yeah, this is the classic reset the clock.
It is the classic.
The Sharks are swimming. Let's go ahead and...
One of the interesting things about this, of course, is there's so many interesting things about this. And again, we're going to talk about the Marc Gasol thing because that was just the game was excruciating, and then the night was absolutely spectacular. We're going to talk about that at great length on the show later on in this hour, and then with Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. But I thought we'd start with the Calipari news. One of the funny things about it is that this entire dominoes sequence has been of coaches resetting the clock, right? It started because Rob Lanier was fired at SMU after 2 years, which was itself a little surprising, right?
I'd actually like to say, I think it goes back one step further. I think it goes back to SMU's decision to buy their way into the ACC.
Because otherwise they would have been happy with Rob Lanier.
I don't think Andy Enfield would land there.
That's probably true, too. So anyway, so they fire Rob Lanier.
Yep.
So then Andy Enfield, coach at USC, decides, you know what? I've been reasonably successful here, but not that successful, and I got to reset the clock.
Yep.
So he takes what is clearly a step down, really, to go to SMU. But hey, I'm resetting the clock, you know? My time might be running out here, and so I don't want to stick around and get fired. I'm going to go to SMU. Eric Musselman, who has had a reasonably successful, in fact, highly successful run at Arkansas, although not this year, says, listen, USC may have stepped down from Arkansas. Clearly in basketball tradition it is, but it's time for me to reset the clock, so I'm going to take a step down, and I'm going to go to USC.
Yes.
And then John Calipari looks around, realizes that he's not that popular anymore in Kentucky. And listen, when your AD has to release a statement saying you are coming back, that's always a sign.
Well, and then don't forget the weird fireside chat video.
Right. So when you've got to do that, you're not popular anymore. And so John, although Arkansas is very clearly a step down from Kentucky in basketball, decides to reset the clock. It is a remarkable sequence of events that has happened here that has put John Calipari at Kentucky, at Arkansas, stunning, yes, stunning, such that I know people were doing a double take when they heard the news this morning, but a switch that makes all the sense in the world.
It now, does. I think you also need to, we also need to note whether or not, like, it was diversion tactics, whether or not it was striking out. I do think Arkansas, the appearances were they kept striking out on coaches.
Well, that's the other thing.
I think so, that well, really played
into
this.
Let's look at it from a couple of angles here. On the morning show, I think they put up a poll. They may have stolen the Jeff Calkins Show poll.
I don't know if you were listening on Friday, but Mark wanted to put out a poll.
And you squashed it?
Absolutely not. I said, that is proprietary information. I go, I would never turn my back on Jeff.
Thank you.
I think it was something along the line. It was like Mark's popularity. It was something like that. And I was like, no.
By the way, that's something you should never poll. That's something you should never have the people weigh in on your popularity.
No.
Because they're going to gang up on you.
If there's a chance
to kick you. Even if he is, in fact, wildly popular, and I think he is, the poll might not reflect that.
I'm sorry, it was Gasol's popular.
Oh, Gasol's.
Yeah,
okay.
We were dueling it. I had that whole problem.
The same argument with Mark and...
It was something along those lines, and I was like, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
I will not allow this.
So they were asking, is this better for Arkansas or better for Kentucky? Let's just take the Arkansas perspective.
Okay.
I don't see how this isn't a slam dunk for Arkansas. Your candidates, you're whiffing on your candidates, and you get someone who immediately makes you one of the biggest stories in college basketball, who clearly can recruit the hell out of the sport, who is larger than life, who will be electric at his and has never failed anywhere.
No, to your point, it's almost like you struck out on your fallbacks, and you wind up getting choice A.
It's incredible for Arkansas. It is incredible for Arkansas. Now, I'm struck by the fact that John, at age 65, wants to start over. Some people are wired that way, right? Some people are wired. Like, John could have easily. People have wondered for a long time, when is John going to retire? Like, when is John going to be done at Kentucky? Is he just going to be an ambassador at Kentucky, right? It's interesting to me that John wants to go do this again, but I don't have, like, sometimes either with quote-unquote retread coaches or with older coaches, you wonder if they still have the fire. You don't think John will have the fire to prove that Kentucky fans wrong? Of course he will. I think John will be as motivated as he has ever been. I suspect he has learned that he has to be better at the portal. I don't know if you know this, but the Tyson people are pretty successful, and the Walton people are pretty successful, and they seem to have a lot of money knocking around.
You're speaking my language.
And so, A, the money that John is going to get, but B, the money that's going to be there and available for him in NIL, I think it is an extraordinary move for Arkansas that would absolutely thrill me were an Arkansas fan.
I don't know about you, Jeff, but I, for one, am just excited to see what John Calipari can do
now that
he finally has some money for players.
And you don't think John's going to extract every penny?
Oh, my God.
So it's fabulous for Arkansas. For Kentucky, there are parts of it that are fabulous. They wanted him gone anyway. The fan base did, right?
Well, let's start with number one.
And now you don't have to pay the buyout.
$35 million.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
$33 million. You're saving $33 million. If you had fired him, you would have had to pay him $33 million to go away. Instead, he just walks away.
Correct.
And you don't have to pay him anything. Hell, when Josh Pastner went to Georgia Tech, Memphis had to pay Josh at least part of his, you know, the deal to make up the difference to go to Georgia Tech. Here, Kentucky gets the best of John for all those years, and now he walks away and they don't owe him a penny?
Bingo.
That is a massive win, and it was just kind of time there. If you pull the fan base, they're happy that he's gone, right? So that's good. My only caveat is, who are they going to get? And given the incredible standards of that program, will they really look back at this and say this was a great moment for Kentucky? Like, it's clearly a great economic moment. It's the right time, all of that. But in 5 years, will the next coach have elevated the – because that will ultimately be the measure of this. You can get rid of him and save $30 million, but if the next coach doesn't win a national championship in the next 5 years, people aren't going to say that's great because we saved $33 million 5 years ago. It's not my money.
Well, I think what's fascinating to me is the SEC's two bell cow programs, the Alabama football and Kentucky basketball, two jobs that are largely thought of, well, just about anyone can win there. Well, what we saw, like, to me, like, that's the fundamental question with Kentucky is Kentucky plug and play, if you will, in terms of...
Or is every place plug and play now? Because there's so much money sloshing around everywhere, and you're remaking your teams on the fly every year.
Your institutional advantages, are they still the same institutional advantages?
Take Nate Oates. Yes. Okay, now the problem with Nate Oates, and Nate Oates has been mentioned as a possible candidate. One of the problems with Nate Oates is he's got an $18 million buyout at Kentucky. Okay, so, I mean, at Alabama. So you would immediately have to fork over $18 million to buy out Nate Oates. Let's say Kentucky wants to do that. If you are Nate Oates, are you really getting many more? Can you really do things at Kentucky that you can't do at Alabama? And to the extent you can, is it worth the added pressure?
So I guess the argument would be, has he maximized Alabama?
That team is coming back.
So you have that fundamental question. Like, to me, that's what it really boils down to. We know now, can you get to a Final Four at Alabama? It hadn't been done, but now Nate Oates has done it. We know you can get to a Final Four. The question would be is, can you get to that next step, which is win a title? We know you can, multiple people can win titles at Kentucky. We've seen it. So I think that's...
It's funny. You don't want to be the man following the man, but if the man has dropped off, can you be the man following the man? In other words, you don't
want... It's a good time to replace that guy.
You don't want to follow John Calipari at Memphis, but can you follow John Calipari at Kentucky, given what you've done recently, what John Calipari has done recently at Kentucky? Back from the Kentucky perspective really quickly as we think about whether this is better for Arkansas or for Kentucky.
Yeah.
When John left Memphis, he brought his entire recruiting class with him.
Right. And the snow cone machine.
And it turns out the snow cone machine. When John is leaving Kentucky and he's got the number two recruiting class in the country, and by the way, every player is now a free agent as well, right?
Yes.
What is he bringing with him?
I suspect John's not going empty-handed.
Let's be honest.
Is he going like he did at Kentucky with everything?
He probably hasn't had as much time. At Memphis, he had a lot of time to line up his recruits to make sure they were all on board and going with him to Kentucky.
And don't forget delaying the NCAA announcement.
And delaying the NCAA. Oh, yeah, he delayed the NCAA announcement. He did all of this. It was mastermind as people were out there picketing outside. Please, John, stay. Please, John, stay. As John is making sure that all the pieces are in track, that he can take everything with him to Kentucky. Here, it'll be interesting to see what goes with him, right? Like, there... with all due respect to Memphis, if you're going, I think if you're a player who's committed to John at Memphis and has no particular ties to Memphis, you don't mind that you're now going to with him to Kentucky. It's a bigger stage, bigger program, right? If you're John Wall or whatever, I wouldn't hesitate. If you're going with John from Kentucky to Arkansas, it's a little less obvious, right?
I think so, but I think another big part of it's like, okay, I think that's the big question. Are you committed to Cal or are you committed to Kentucky? Because if you're committed to Kentucky, you're willing to wait.
Like a Reed Shepard kid would have been committed to Kentucky, right? I don't. Like, there's some question. Reed Shepard was so bad in the NCAA tournament that one game. I think he's still going in the draft, but there's been like, is he going to return to Kentucky? I'll tell you what, he's not going to Arkansas.
No, I would.
Right. That dude's not going to Arkansas. But you're right. If you committed to Cal. Wagner, for example, like he might go to Arkansas. It'll be interesting to see who he brings with him. Anyway, so let's go down the list of you are now the athlete. I've made you the athletic director at the University of Kentucky, Mitch. So, who is your first call?
Even though I'm calling Dan Hurley and just seeing, like, can I back up a Brinks truck to you?
Right, right.
Like, even
and
if
then
I,
you're expecting him to say no.
Correct. But I am calling him.
Right. You might as well. You might as well. But I don't think either of us expect that Dan Hurley, who could win his consecutive national championships at UConn tonight, is going to leave to go to Kentucky. That would make very little sense to me. So, all right. Who's your next call?
I acknowledge there's some prisoner of the moment. I am bypassing Scott Drew, and I'm calling Nate Oates. I've seen him win it big at Buffalo. I've seen him win big at Alabama. I've seen program heights at two places that are not exactly places you just go and win consistently in basketball, and then I'm calling him.
Okay. It seems to me like current head college head coaches who you might be able to persuade to join you, who are really good at their jobs, who could do this, absolutely. The two most logical are Nate Oates and Scott Drew. But before we get to those two,
okay,
let me just, Mitch, ask you if you have any interest in, because all these names are like flying around now, do you have any interest in Rick Pitino?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have any interest, or are you even going to bother to make the call to Jay Wright?
I'm probably not, simply because I'm a little hesitant to go after a guy that has decided, you know what, I don't want a part of this world.
Yeah,
I want someone.
That's the difference between John as he goes to Arkansas. The argument with Jay Wright is, I didn't really want to do this. So if you could throw a boatload of money to Adam to persuade him to do this, would you really be getting a wholehearted Jay Wright? We know he wants to be in the TV studio not doing this.
Well, and he... Like, yeah, to me, like, that's the key, is that it's somebody that has said, you know what, this lifestyle, it's not for me.
Okay. Brad Stevens, you call him Brad Stevens?
I mean,
you just know he's going to say no.
Correct. Like,
but you call Dan Hurley.
Right, but with Dan Hurley
is
said,
at least still an active.
Yeah. I'm willing, like, I want to coach this world. Brad Stevens.
Okay. That's why I'm asking. I'm just asking for the some of these off-the-wall candidates.
It's the same thing with Billy Donovan.
Are you calling Billy Donovan?
I mean, to me, it's like, no, Billy Donovan doesn't want any part of this.
So you're not even calling him?
I really do think, like, if you're going to coach and be successful in this universe, you have to be 100% committed to, like, yeah, I understand there's lots of things to gripe and complain about, but, like, this is the world.
Kelvin Sampson.
Oh, boy.
We're just going through them. Yeah.
I don't hate it. The only problem with Kelvin Sampson is I think Kelvin needs to be in a spot where it's like, all right, I got a couple of years to build this bad boy.
Or he's overachieving. He's building. I'm not going to. There's a little tubby in him, right? Better. Much better.
Right.
Much better. But it's a little bit
the
like.
The richest of rich man's.
Culture. Yeah, the richest of rich man's tubby.
It's right? It's a Bezos tubby.
Right. Exactly right. Okay. Backup to backup, Mark Pope at BYU. Kentucky guy had some success this year.
I think BYU's a pretty good job.
That
almost everybody wins there.
That would be disappointing if you were Kentucky. Bruce Pearl, calling him, or are you the show cause putting you off?
Oh, you know,
you're above Bruce.
You
Pearl.
Know, well, no, I don't. You but know, I don't. I do not
you
care
don't
about the
care,
show
cause. But Mitch might. Of course, he hired John.
I was going to say why?
He already hired John.
You know what I mean,
how about Bruce Pearl? Bruce Pearl could get some things done there.
I would be fine if Bruce Pearl became like my, if I got enough no's, I would be fine setting the floor at Bruce Pearl. Like, I'm getting Bruce Pearl.
All right. But would you try to hire either Nate Oates or Scott Drew first?
Yes.
I think, who's it going to be? You tell me, who's it going to be?
I cannot get out of my head that I find it very, it
I
can
think
be
it's
coincidental.
Scott Drew.
I think it'd be very coincidental, but the fact that it feels like this thing got ramped up, the speed went very, very quickly after Alabama loses, I can't get that out of my head.
Oh, so you think it's going to be Nate Oates? If you had to just pick one person, just pick one person, and you get $1,000 if you're right.
If they wanted to hire Scott Drew, they could have done it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you think this was in the works anyway. But the Arkansas job only freaking came, like, the Arkansas job only came open.
I can tell you this, though. I think the industry knew the Arkansas job was going to be open since about January. I believe that.
So you think it's if you had to put chip down on one name, it would be Nate Oates.
I think so. If like I don't know what the odds are. What
the odds? But at least a lot odds here was sportsbetting.ag.
Okay.
Richard Pitino 3-1.
Okay, that's
stupid.
Young
Rick, right? Scott Drew 5-1. Billy Donovan 6-1. Mark Pope 7-1. Calvin Sampson and Nate Oates 9-1.
Yeah, I like Nate Oates at 9-1.
You like him at 9-1. Rick Pitino at 12-1, Sean Miller at 12-1, Chris Beard at 16-1, and then Jamie Dixon and Shaka Smart all at 16-1. Penny, by the way, 25-1. I'll say this about Penny as he continues to rake in players, right? If you had a coach who was, let's forget this past year, right? Who was coming off last year's Memphis Tiger team. As the dominoes fall, as they do, right? Like at some point, like let's say Scott Drew takes the job or Nate Oates, those jobs are then going to come open. If you had a coach who had done what Penny had done at Memphis last year, right? You'd be worried about losing him all the time. With Penny, you just never worry about it.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
It is one of the upsides of Penny Hardaway. Okay, a couple more things on this before we got to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about other matters, Marc Gasol and whatnot. Cal has never returned to Memphis to coach, obviously, because Kentucky has not played at Memphis, right? Kentucky is, he will play at Rupp next year because Arkansas does.
Yes.
Will he be booed?
I think so, probably. I think it's just the way fandom goes.
Will he be booed? Like, it's different. It is different than at Memphis. And the reason it's different is... Memphis, when he left, was crushed and felt like he stabbed us in the back. He took our players. We were at our zenith, and that's gone for forever. Kentucky fans, by and large, wanted him to leave. He gave them a national championship. He gave them 4 Final Fours. He gave them 7 Elite Eights, and he then saved them $33 million. Right. I think he will be booed, but I don't think it will be as thunderous as it would have been at Memphis.
So I think all of that is true, and I do think you're right. It tempers it. I still think, though, if John were rolling, we wouldn't even be in this situation. And I think there's still a...
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, he may take a bunch of Kentucky players. That will certainly influence how
they... recruits.
However, that's a minute. Yeah, and recruits and how they feel about... However they feel about it now... Once the recruiting class goes to Arkansas, then you tell them, then check back with me how they feel about it. They will hate him.
Yeah, and to me, it's just, in the end, it's like, the only reason he's not the Kentucky coach is because the standard was slipping. You know what I mean?
What a day, man. What a day. We do have a national championship game tonight. You going to wager on this one? What's the line?
So I think it's 6.5. I will openly admit, My guys are good guys. Yet again,
if you were not betting on this, would you be rooting for one team or the other?
So it's 7 right now. I'd probably be rooting for UConn again. But if you're having me to ask, like, the amount of money that UConn has won me throughout the last
just
2 years,
just out of gratitude. You
know, yes, like UConn. this is
because I'm very clearly rooting for Purdue just because they haven't won a national championship, and I like the Zach Edey story. Kentucky, I'm very clear. I don't like dynasties. I like joy to be spread around. And so I would like Purdue to win. And I think Zach Edey gets beaten up, and so I'd like that. I'd like Purdue to win.
I mean, when I watch like what Edey did to Burns on Saturday,
that did not surprise me at all. I will say that. Like, as good as Burns was against Duke, immediately after that game, I said, "Yeah, he can't do that." It's one thing to try to do that with Kyle Filipowski.
Sure.
You made him look inept.
But it makes me wonder, it's like, is Klingon going to wind up in the same trap? Because, like, I think Klingon is better than Burns, for sure. But at the same time, it's like, also with Klingon, like, a huge problem with UConn is when Klingon gets in foul trouble, is Klingon going to get a couple of quick fouls, and then all of a sudden...
It will be interesting to see how the foul stuff goes, like, with...
I am more nervous for my pups tonight than I am any game the last 2 years.
Castle was tremendous the other night. Absolutely tremendous. And he's like, he's a lottery pick, and he's like their fifth best starter.
I mean, that is the one thing that, like, whenever I'm like, I'm okay, how do I feel about my guys? It's no one they put on the floor is bad. Like, almost every single person, even like their guys that have bad games, you're like, that guy's still a good player.
Yeah. No, they're terrific. All right, we have a lot more to get to. I will tell you, if you're having, if you want something framed, go to the folks that the University of Memphis went to when they needed jerseys framed for Senior Day. Like, literally, they can go anywhere in the city, and they went to the Frame Corner. It's right there at 5035 Park Avenue. So whether it is a jersey or any kind of sports memorabilia or graduation pictures or whatever it is that you want framed and kept forever, what they do is they frame memories. And with custom framing, they can make anything look absolutely stunning. You can walk in there and buy a frame, by the way. But you can what they really are tremendous at is custom framing. It is the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. All right, when we come back, both Jeffrey and I were in the house on Saturday as Marc Gasol got his number retired. We will talk about that evening and everything that went into it when we return. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Today, ESPN reporting that John Calipari will be the next coach at Arkansas. This is the 92.9 FM ESPN Tournament Updates presented by BetMGM with all the latest hoops news, updates on the coaching carousel, and Memphis Tiger updates here on 92.9. In late March, Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart confirmed that former Memphis coach John Calipari would return as the coach of the Wildcats next season after an early exit from the NCAA tournament at the hands of Oakland. But today, ESPN noting that John Calipari likely the next coach at Arkansas. Live coverage coming up right here on 92.9 FM ESPN and all day long. Last night, South Carolina won the women's championship. Tonight, the NCAA final with UConn taking on Purdue. UConn favored by 7.5. It's 92.9 FM ESPN, your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with Lipo B12 injections. Increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shotners.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
It's a touchdown.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner.
Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
DJ Khaled!
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Most people who gamble have fun, like Jeffrey over there. It's just added to his enjoyment of sports. But for about 5% of people who gamble, it's a problem. And for those people, there is the gambling clinic. If you know someone or you yourself struggle with it, and you know what I mean, like if it does financial damage, if it does damage to your relationships, gambling and addiction can be devastating. And the Gambling Clinic over at the University of Memphis, they've been helping people since 1999, hundreds and hundreds of people at this point. And what they do is they set up 10 to 12 confidential appointments, individual appointments at the Gambling Clinic. They're not anti-gambling, but they understand the impact that it can have. And they help you with this challenge in your life. The Gambling Clinic, it's thegamblingclinic.com. If you want to look into it, again, if you or someone you love struggles with gambling, thegamblingclinic.com. Jeffrey, it's nice we have listeners, you know. Listeners, well, hell, we'd be in a hell of a fix if we didn't.
Yes.
Right?
We'd be in another lot of work.
And then they correct. So many corrections from that first segment, we have to get to them.
Okay.
Lamar Chance, formerly at the University of Memphis, pointed out that Cal has coached in Memphis since he left. Of course, he was coached at the 2017 NCAA Regional against UCLA and then losing to North Carolina. That was not a Memphis crowd. I was talking about whether Cal was booed when he came back. So when he came back here, there was a big press conference and whatever else. But he didn't come back and coach at Memphis,
right,
in the truest sense of the word, although he was here. But point taken. Okay. Then we have over on Twitter, I said Cal took all his players with him when he left Memphis to go to Kentucky. He did not, of course, take all his players with him. Among other was Xavier Henry went to Kansas, right?
Yep.
So he didn't. Most John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, others went with him. There were a few who did not. So that is true.
Will
as well.
Coleman and DJ Stephens did not. I'm not sure when Will was committed, but I think DJ
there was.
There was
someone else. It wasn't Will Coleman or DJ. I'm not talking about the recruiting class. Someone literally stood up at the, said, I'm not going anywhere. It was the player who was then.
You're not thinking of Jalon Kendrick,
talented,
right?
Willowy guy. No, a current player. He was John coached him, stayed here. I'm not talking about recruiting.
Got
class.
It, got it.
Current player. Anyway, and then the real thing I have from Charles, our man in Washington, D.C., me talking about the eclipse, he said, this is bad talk. That's blunt.
Mm.
Go ahead and look.
Go and look outside?
Look at the eclipse. Go ahead and look at the sun. And so I'm at a loss here because everything I read suggests, listen, if in the period of the total eclipse, which lasts for minutes, right, you actually can look because the sun is totally blacked out by the moon. We don't have the total eclipse here. Now, I looked at it. It is very true that it appears folks who damage their eyes in the eclipse, it's a very small number. But literally there are cases of people who you can see the shape of the eclipse burned into their retina. Their eyes are ruined forever. Now, you want to know how many? And I guess this is why you can look. In 2017, which was our last eclipse here, 100 cases of people who had this permanently damaged vision from looking at the eclipse. And you know how many people looked at the eclipse? Now, they might have looked through glasses. They might have done it appropriately. They might not, whatever else. 150 million.
Okay.
So the stats seem to be, it's very rare that you would damage your eyes looking at the
eclipse. It's not no risk, but it's a low risk.
It's a very low risk. So Charles Wood is very blunt. This is bad talk. But there you go.
Brad also has tweeted in, we are trying to think of Wesley Witherspoon.
Wesley Witherspoon is exactly the correct answer. Wesley Witherspoon. Thank you, Brad. That is who I was thinking about. Willowy Wesley. All right. Moving right along. Last Saturday night turned out to be a spectacular emotional occasion as Mark Gasol had his number retired. It really was incredibly moving. And I was grateful to be there. It was an interesting night, though. And I don't know that there was a right answer. Because the game was so freaking awful.
Yes.
Featuring, like, nobody. Gigi played. Brandon played. They got waxed by Philadelphia.
I did not know that we had a Tim Allen.
Well, they didn't until literally they just announced Timmy. They signed him. And then he played.
Correct.
Like, it was
a lot.
A lot. It was just excruciating. And I had
Aaliyah pointed out our new Xavier, his Instagram handle, I believe is what she said. She found him on Instagram. It was like Xavier whatever, NFL. So I was like, was he trying to play?
I don't know. I had multiple people texting me saying, this is a big whiff by the Grizzlies. I can't believe they didn't play their real players. I can't believe they're dragged us through this. This is awful. This is what a whiff, whatever else. And it was made worse by the fact that the floor popped up. Like the floor came disassembled.
Yeah.
The floor literally came disassembled. So you had Buddy Hield and Gigi stomping on the floor trying to get it back into place. It was really to get to the ceremony.
It was an effort.
It was an effort to get to the ceremony. Hopefully, up in the suite where Mark and his former teammates were having a reunion, they weren't suffering through any of it because it was excruciating. Didn't you think?
Oh, yes. I told...
It's just bad.
So, and in hindsight, like, I do not blame the Grizzlies for this. I told my wife, though, the mistake that we made is we treated it like it was like a playoff game. And like we went downtown around 4... Right. We ate.
And you wanted to be there for the stuff that happened during the game, too.
The videos.
The videos and all that. But the truth of the matter is, like, even that, there was one really good... It's funny. You know what it drove home to me? What it drove home to me is it's a good thing they're fixing the sound system.
Yes.
Because you couldn't hear, like, again, that's another complaint I got. We can't even hear what's happening on the videos. Like, they're fixing the sound system. The best video was this Dylan Brooks video, and it was beautiful. Here's Dylan.
What's up, Mark? It's your boy, DB. Been a minute since I've seen you. But, you know, congratulations on getting your number retired. And I'll never forget, you know, my whole rookie year when you were calling me a fool the whole time. Never said my name once. And, you know, that, you know, sharpened me as a basketball player. So, you know, I appreciate you and enjoy your night.
Calling me a fool time. Oh, and never called. That was beautiful. But
is he wrong?
There was... there was a little funny, like Zeebo and Tony coaching the ribs up. Like there was a few little funny moments, but
that was a good video.
It was not worth sitting. Ultimately, it was totally worth sitting through the game. But the stuff that was dropped in during the game didn't salvage the game. It was an excruciating 2.5 hours to get to the. And they kept flashing up this sign saying, please stay in your seats. Please stay in your seats. And the beautiful thing is. Everyone did.
Yeah.
They were there. And I did wonder, like, first of all, I don't blame the Grizzlies for playing who they played. I don't. If you look at the standings right now, they can't afford to win two games.
No.
Utah is committed to the cause.
13 straight.
And Utah has lost 13 straight. The Grizzlies have San Antonio. If they win two of their remaining four games, they're going to drop another. There's going to be a coin flip. They may drop another in the. They can't afford to be winning games now. You just can't. You can't afford to be winning games. And you also, you don't risk further injury to a player who may be banged up. It's just like I don't blame them at all for who they played. And then there was the question of, well, should they have done it at halftime or should they have done it at pregame? Or like Powell's was at halftime. right? Palace was at halftime in L.A., but then it would have been so rushed. It wouldn't have been nearly, I think in the end, all things considered, and given how it turned out, they did it right.
Yeah, I'm with you. In the end, like I told Aaliyah this, that if I had to do it over again, it's not like they hit it. They said the ceremony is going to be after the game, whatnot. Like, we knew that. If we had to do it over again, I think what we would have
come in the third quarter.
Go to dinner and like find out what is the last possible moment I can get in the arena.
Right. Come in the third quarter.
Correct. Like, if I had to do it again. But that's not their fault. That was, no. we did not execute.
So you wait for this to happen, and it was an excruciating wait. And then it gets there. And honestly, there were so many like, just to have them walk out of the tunnel, the core four, one by one, to walk out of the tunnel, to be together for the first time since 2017. Like, the Zeebo celebration was great. It was right in the wake of COVID. It was the first time we were together. It was great. The Tony one, when it comes, I'm assuming next year, will be funny and in its own way. Great. Mike will be the last one to have his number retired. It will be great. But this was the celebration of the core four, of that group, and of all the things that they did for the franchise and for the city. And let's be honest, it is when most of Memphis fell in love with that team. And wasn't it perfect? And in the end, Chris and I actually wrote about this, that on the night when Mark is being celebrated, Mark's jersey is going up. What was he like as a player? What he was all he cared about was his teammates. All he cared about was the city and playing the right way. And he did not want the focus on him. And so what did he do when it was his night to be celebrated? That was the night where we celebrated the whole team.
Yep.
And that is the perfect way to celebrate Marc Gasol, is to celebrate the whole team. When they all came out, people brought their growl. The people dug up their growl towels because, like, they just wanted to express their gratitude and to relive briefly just for one night. All of those nights. They had the bongo cam again. That was another thing, by the way. Like, bongo lady was there. Of course, Mark found her afterwards in the stands and went and talked to her. And it was just a moment and a night to express your gratitude and to relive briefly all of those nights and all of those seasons, and to have them sitting there. And then they sat there, and Pete Pranica moderated a discussion with the core four that was at times hilarious, at times sweet. I don't know, from your vantage, it was clearly worth the wait to get to that moment. What stood out to you?
Yeah, the thing that I totally, it's like, yeah, that was a long night, but I'm glad we stayed. Like, it was worth it to me. The moment that got me the most emotionally, I would say, is even though we knew on Friday, you know, they had basically stated all four are going to be here, Mike was going to be here, when they flashed to them in the tunnel and you saw Mike, that was the moment that I was like, all right, these are my guys. And I thought in the discussion, the funniest moment was when Tony had mentioned that
you make your money.
Yeah, he's like, you make your money on defense.
Mark,
there was
say,
one of those moments where Mark was talking to me
said,
in
when
Spanish.
I would take one of those ill-advised three-pointers, and Mark would tell me, you make your money on defense.
Yeah, their code for when Mark was really mad at us was when Mark would start talking in Spanish, they knew that he was just dog-cussing him under his breath. And he's like, and then he told me, you make your money on the defensive end. I mean, I think you just hit the nail on the head. Like, we've also talked about, you know, some of the teams that mean the most to you oftentimes are the teams when you're, you know, 12 or give or take. I think there's an underrated second era where teams mean something to you emotionally. Like right after college, if you go away to college or your first job's away from home and you're kind of homesick, if you have a team that like connects you back to being at home. And for me, that was
That was
a large part of this team. Like that, they just hold a very, very special place in my heart.
There were a, and that was this. That's why no one left.
Yeah.
Like in the end, no one left. They were there for that moment. That's why no one left. It was to me another moment that got me. Was, I mean, first of all, the fact that Mike flew in, landed at about 6 o'clock, and then had to leave immediately after the game to go to Los Angeles,
yeah.
Where, by the way, the Timberwolves did prevail yesterday, was like, you know, that says a lot about Mike and a lot about that group. But when the number finally goes up, and let's be grateful that they're replacing those records.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. We all make mistakes, you know? We all make mistakes.
Correct them.
You understand what they were? They were just too clever by half, right? Like, they,
yes.
They're correcting mistakes, and they're hanging something that looks like a more traditional number.
Yes.
Banner. When the number goes up, there's Mark standing watching it. And the other three members of the Core Four pull out their phones.
Yeah.
They pull out their phones because they want to have that. Like, and Mike later said, I don't ever videotape anything. But I just wanted, to have that. When I can't remember, like, I wanted to have that. And they were like 12-year-olds who were like, they were like everybody else, pulling out their phones and recording that moment because they wanted to have that moment forever. That's one of the things that absolutely got me. I mean, there were other sweet things, like the Gasol family. I just love the fact that they stayed here for the week.
You
know, that they didn't parachute in and out. The whole Gasol family picked up. They got a house, and they stayed here for the week.
Yep.
And they went to Shelby Farms, and they went to the zoo, and they said, listen, given our connections to the city, we should probably make this an annual affair where we come back for a week. I got the sense that Pau's biggest enjoyment of the week came from watching the way that Mark was celebrated everywhere they went.
Yep.
Seeing Mark's connection to the way the fans treat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.